Wednesday, the 28th of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. On Friday of this week, we're going to celebrate World Day of Prayer, which is quite a fun celebration. And in preparation for that, I thought we might try out some interesting ways of praying. I'd like us this morning to think about gratitude, a prayer of gratitude. And I want to make it quite concrete so that we can think about it in an ordinary sort of a way. So I thought I would start with our hands. So let's close our eyes now. I want you just to put your hands together as you would in prayer position. Just press them together, your fingers and your palm together. And just for a moment, feel your hands. And very gently, I want you to run your fingertips over the one hand. Just gently, gently run your fingertips all over the other hand. Feel the nails. Feel the fingers. Feel the little ridges in your fingers. Feel how the palm of your hand feels different to the surface, the top of your hand. Perhaps you can feel the veins and the tendons running in your hand under the skin. And then feel your other hand. Again, very delicately with your fingertips. Do you know your fingertips are incredibly sensitive? They can tell all sorts of interesting things about things that the rest of your body can't feel. They're so sensitive. Gently feel. Okay. Now I want you to think about your hands. Think about the things you did today with your hands. Maybe you brushed your teeth. To do that, you had to untwist the toothpaste lid. You had to squeeze toothpaste onto the toothbrush. You had to be able to hold your toothbrush and brush your teeth. You had to be able to turn taps on and off. Maybe you brushed your hair or combed your hair. Maybe you washed your face or had a shower or a bath. How did you use your hands? When you were getting dressed, think about how you used your hands to pull on your socks, to pull on your shoes, to pull on your top, or your pants or your skirt or your dress or whatever you're wearing to school today. How your hands are absolutely necessary for all the things you wear. If you didn't have one hand, you'd have to have someone help you, wouldn't you? If you didn't have any hands, what would you do? Maybe you made your own lunch this morning, or maybe you ate your breakfast. Think about how you used your hands then. I want you to think about those moments in which you've used your hands to do something kind, something gentle. Maybe you held your brother's hand. Maybe you took something to the kitchen for mommy. Maybe you gave someone a hug. Maybe you put your bags on your back or in the car, carried them to the transport. Have you ever done anything with your hands that was not so good? Maybe you hurt someone, or took their things, or slammed the door, or pushed them out the way. I want you just to open your eyes now. Look at your hands. Turn them over and look at them on the top and on the bottom. And close your eyes again. Thank God for the gift of your hands, the gift of your beautiful hands that are so capable and strong and interesting and can do so many things. And then I want you to ask God to forgive you for those moments where you used your hands badly to hurt other people or to be angry. And finally, I want you to hold your hands out to God quietly and ask God to use your hands today for His service. Amen.